This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. President Obama tells Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel that the U.S. will reassess aspects of its relationship.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In 2009, you said you supported a peace deal that would recognize a Palestinian state, but the day before Tuesday's election, you completely reversed that. Why?
I didn't retract any of the things that I said in my speech 6 years ago, calling for a solution in which a demilitarized Palestinian state recognizes a Jewish state. I said that the conditions for that today are not achievable for a simple reason. Abu Mazen, the leader of the Palestinians, rejects consistently the acceptance of a Jewish state.
I'm just wondering why the White House is being so selective with the rhetoric that Prime Minister Netanyahu has used to base these considerations to policy going forward.
Because of his comments days before the election, it does raise questions about his commitment to that solution.
Will the United States block any action at those forums that it believes are unfair or biased against Israel?
Are unfair or biased? I think we've consistently said that. That hasn't changed.
Okay, so that's not part of the evaluation.
Matt, we're looking at how to achieve a two-state solution.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We have in the past supported UN Security Council resolutions related to the Middle East. I'm not going to prejudge what we'll do. We'll look at the content of it and evaluate what it means and what we'll do moving forward.
This president is making a historic mistake. Allies have differences, but allies like Israel, when you have a difference with them and it is public, it emboldens their enemies. This is a historic and tragic mistake. Israel is not a Republican or Democratic issue. If this was a Republican president doing these things, I would give the exact same speech. In fact, I would be even angrier. This is outrageous, it is irresponsible, it is dangerous, and it betrays the commitment this nation has made to the right of a Jewish state to exist in peace.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. President Obama finally made the phone call to Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and told him in that phone call, President Obama told Prime Minister Netanyahu that the United States would reassess aspects of its relationship with Israel. Now, Prime Minister Netanyahu tried to clarify the remarks later this week that what he believes, and we talked about this exactly on the show yesterday, I remember from my own words, that there's not a possibility of a Palestinian state right now, not with the current parties. They refuse to recognize the Jewish state. They refuse to demilitarize. You've got Hamas part of it. So there's no way you get there right now. It's just not, it's not logical. It's not rational. There's a lot that has to happen with inside the Palestinian governing bodies and in their relationship with the United States before you could be pushing Israel to make some kind of two-state deal. Right now there's a divided Palestine between the Gaza Strip with Hamas in control, a recognized terror organization, and in the West Bank with, again, the Palestinian Authority. But nothing that Prime Minister Netanyahu has said has changed the administration's view of this. In fact, they've said, nope, they're going to continue on. President Obama said they're going to continue on and, quote, reassess. We believe it's revenge on the people of Israel for Prime Minister Netanyahu's election victory. We also, in my view, it's a threat for the United States to no longer be the ally, the trusted ally of Israel. We'll play more from Senator Marco Rubio, who gave strong comments on the floor of the U.S. Senate about what President Obama and the White House team are doing here. But let's take a listen, because they are not backing down at the White House bite one.
Based on what he said today, do you now think that those comments were just a campaign pledge that he always intended to backtrack on? Do you take him at his word today that he would allow for Palestinian statehood?
What is apparent is that in the context of the campaign, and while he was the sitting prime minister of Israel, he walked back from commitments that Israel had previously made to a two-state solution. So it is, as we mentioned yesterday, cause for the United States to evaluate what our path is forward, given the prime minister's comments.
So there it is, folks. The White House is not backing down. They don't want to obviously admit reality. I want to take your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110, and we need to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org.
Thank you. It is clear President Obama did not want to see Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu re-elected. Not only did that happen, Netanyahu won by a wide margin. And now President Obama is exacting his political revenge. In a brazen move, President Obama is threatening Israel's security. He's reportedly willing to use the United Nations as a weapon against Israel to force it to bargain with terrorists who seek only Israel's destruction. This is inexcusable. At the ACLJ, we're directly engaging the White House, working from our offices in Washington and Jerusalem. In just a matter of days, we're sending a critical legal letter to President Obama in defense of Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Take action with us. Join this new campaign now. Add your name. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A brand new petition. Mr. President, you cannot bully Israel at the United Nations. This is where we're focusing on, and we believe it's really a top concern, because if the United States is no longer allied with Israel at the UN, no longer stands in the way of these nations that want to create on their own unilaterally a Palestinian state, even one where you have two different governing bodies, one is which is a recognized terrorist organization, Hamas, but because of anti-Israel sentiment there and the U.S. has that crucial veto power on the Security Council, we have got to stand with Israel. And President Obama here, call it revenge, call it reevaluation, as the White House likes to do, call it a threat. Not just to Prime Minister Netanyahu or politician in Israel, to the people of Israel, to the nation of Israel. We want you to sign our letter to President Obama that he cannot bully Israel, specifically at the UN. So this is specifically what we're concerned about. Call now. It's toll-free to add your name to this petition. You call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255 or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online. That's 877-989-2255. Now, what we know, CNN reporting this morning, President Obama told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and finally made that phone call yesterday evening, that the United States would, quote, reassess aspects of its relationship with Israel. Think about that. Reassess aspects of its relationship with Israel. Now, this was the U.S. Obama administration that was jumping up and down to work with the Muslim Brotherhood. For goodness sakes, the Muslim Brotherhood, when they took control in Egypt. A Obama administration dealing with the threat of the Islamic State spreading into Libya, spreading into Tunisia. And this is what they're reassessing right now, their relationship with Israel at the United Nations. This is the true... This is where Obama has been the whole time. We've all been concerned about the relationship between this administration and Israel. You see it from the people he's appointed. You see it from the staff he's put around him. And now we're seeing it directly. We're starting to see words that are very close to dangerous actions, threats that, if acted upon by this administration, would put Israel extremely – not only is it already undermining Israel now, this would put Israel in a very dangerous spot if you had a UN resolution establishing a Palestinian state, some of which, by the way, would mean taking territory from the modern state of Israel. We want you to act. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. This is even after Prime Minister Netanyahu clarified that when he said he would not support a Palestinian state, it's the current parties. It's not supportable. And that's logical and rational, folks, because guess what? There isn't one Palestinian government to work with. There are two. One of them is a recognized terrorist organization currently, Hamas. The other is a former terrorist organization. The Palestinian Authority has its background with Yasser Arafat and the PLO. And though things have been somewhat more stable in the West Bank, they have no control whatsoever, that governing body, in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. So you can't set up a Palestinian state right now. It's not going to happen. But that wasn't enough for the White House. They still are going to reassess and reevaluate this relationship. We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Bob calling from Massachusetts Online 2. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I love you guys, and I will be signing the petition. However, I'm all about truth, and I want to know, did Bibi declare, what did he say? What was the content of his comment? Did he declare that he wasn't going to have a Palestine state? Did he do it like an Obama, like you can keep your health insurance, you can keep your doctor? Or, you know, did he make a mistake? Because I need to know the truth.
Yeah. Well, I think what he did was he took, they're taking the one line out of the context he was using the day before the election, saying there will not be a Palestinian state if I'm elected, reelected prime minister. And he's still saying that, you know, this is not conflict. There won't be, because currently what we have, and see, this is why when you're talking about Middle East politics, Bob, you got to go past one line. Because, and we talked about this show yesterday, even before this news was out. It's not that he would not be willing to join these negotiations. It's that, Bob, there is literally no one to negotiate with, because on one side you have Hamas, who's been at war with Israel, and they declare that Israel must be destroyed. They're not a negotiating partner. They control a half of the Palestinian territory in the Gaza Strip. On the other, the Palestinian Authority, which, by the way, if lost its support from the U.S. and some of its protection from Israel, would fall to Hamas probably very quickly in the Gaza Strip. All in context, Bob, is that there's no current parties to even negotiate with. No one has a strong enough hand. No one's in control on the Palestinian side to get this done. And, Than, that's why this UN resolution move, which we're so concerned about and Senator Rubio is so concerned about, would really put Israel in a very difficult, disastrous position, situation. Because let's say they declare this state. Let's do that hypothetical. So they let that move forward. Who's in control? What's the territory? Who gets the land? Is Hamas going to really be in a shared government with the Palestinian Authority? So a militant terrorist group that we recognize in the United States, we're going to open the path so that they get to become a state?
Not to mention the terms of all the recent resolutions have had borders that are not defensible, Jordan. I mean, you've talked about this at length. Skip has talked about this at length. President Obama put forward terms in the most recent resolution that said that they should be based on 1967 borders, which Israel can't defend. But, you know, Bob talks about context here. It's the context of President Obama's comments that really bother me, because these comments coming out of the State Department that we're not going to prejudge what happens at the United Nations or what a resolution would look like. Jordan, that is plain coy. We don't have to guess what that will look like. This has happened for several years in a row. The resolutions always look relatively the same. They include borders that are not come about by negotiations. They are forced borders. They are forced withdrawals for the Israelis. They are a solution that did not have Israel at the table. It could have been a very simple answer from the State Department. They could have simply said, that will not happen at the United Nations. We are in favor of a negotiated solution. That used to be their position, Jordan. They have moved incrementally, and now they're just one step away from withholding that veto. And we need to be very clear about this. If they withhold that veto, a resolution like this at the United Nations, it will pass.
So we better take action, folks. Call our toll-free number now. Tell President Obama to stop bullying Israel at the United Nations. This is specific, folks. It goes to the UN Security Council and a resolution that the U.S. could easily veto and has made the threat in the past so that it doesn't even get to that point where they have to cast a veto on the creation of a Palestinian state unilaterally without the Palestinians and Israelis coming to an agreement on that. Call now. Tell President Obama, stop bullying our number one ally in the region, Israel. Call 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. It's 877-989-2255. This is a brand new petition. You can also join it at aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255. 1-800-242-2255. Now, I do want to say this, shifting gears just for a moment. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. This evening in Iran, it marks Nowruz. That is the Iranian New Year. President Obama has put out a statement directly from the president, so it's not just a White House statement, but from President Obama about Pastor Saeed. And even in these discussions about Israel, even with all the problems with Iran, when the president does the right thing and makes a positive comment and demands Iran to release Saeed, we're going to read that statement here. We're going to thank President Obama, as we should, for taking these steps and for the team around him, who still, with all of these different issues swirling, has not forgotten Saeed and is calling on his release. Take a listen. Here is the statement by President Obama. I'll read it for you. I've also put it out on Twitter. The spirit of family is deeply woven into all of the rich cultural traditions of the Nowruz holiday. It is a time for reuniting and rejoicing with loved ones and sharing hopes for the new year. Today, as families across the world gather to mark this holiday, we remember those American families who are enduring painful separations from their loved ones, who are imprisoned or went missing in Iran. Here's the part directly on Saeed. Saeed Abedini of Boise, Idaho, has spent 2.5 years detained in Iran on charges related to his religious beliefs. He must be returned to his wife and 2 young children who needlessly continue to grow up without their father. He talks about a couple of other Americans, Amir Hekmati, Jason Resnan, who was the Washington Post reporter in prison there, the missing American, Robert Levison. And he closes with this: in honor of the familial spirit so strongly enshrined within this holiday and for the Abedini, Hekmati, Rezani, and Levinson families, I hope that this new spring is filled with joyous moments for us all with our loved ones by our sides. So, again, that's a statement today from President Obama. The White House put this statement out. It's an important holiday in Iran. There is, I don't want to build up a lot of hope and false hope, but it is a time when prisoners do get released in Iran on humanitarian grounds because of this is their new year. It's also has, you know, cultural and religious significance. So be in prayer today specifically for the Abedini family, for Saeed, who's imprisoned in Iran as we speak and sitting in that cell, and for Nagme Abedini and their 2 children, Rebecca and Jacob, and the extended family as well. Be in prayer for the Abedinis. We come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And while we can thank President Obama, and we certainly do, for this statement about Saeed, when it comes to Israel, this reevaluation, as he told Prime Minister Netanyahu in their phone call yesterday, could be disastrous. We've got to stand with Israel and tell President Obama to stop bullying Israel at the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. It's brand new. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online very quickly. Share it with your friends and family. Tell President Obama, stop bullying our ally Israel at the United Nations and stop it with these threats and revenge. ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is clear President Obama did not want to see Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu re-elected. Not only did that happen, Netanyahu won by a wide margin. And now President Obama is exacting his political revenge. In a brazen move, President Obama is threatening Israel's security. He's reportedly willing to use the United Nations as a weapon against Israel to force it to bargain with terrorists who seek only Israel's destruction. This is inexcusable. At the ACLJ, we're directly engaging the White House, working from our offices in Washington and Jerusalem. In just a matter of days, we're sending a critical legal letter to President Obama in defense of Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Take action with us. Join this new campaign now. Add your name. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Senator Marco Rubio took to the floor of the United States Senate to talk about this Obama administration, quote, reevaluation. We call it revenge or threats by the administration and President Obama, who said on the phone to Prime Minister Netanyahu they are going to reevaluate the, listen to this, reevaluate and reassess aspects of the relationship with Israel. Are you serious? 2015, during the rise of ISIS and these terror threats we see all over the world, we're going to reassess our relationship with the only stable ally we have, trusted ally we have in the region, in a stable country where people went out to vote, elected a leader, the leader puts together a coalition government, and now we're reassessing the relationship because our president doesn't like their prime minister that the people chose there. Call now, folks, 877-989-2255. We've got to stand with Israel right now. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Take a listen. Senator Rubio yesterday on the Senate floor, Bite 16.
Prime Minister made a statement about how a two-state solution isn't possible given the current circumstances. And what does the White House do? They jump up and say, well, then that means we may have to reconsider. We may have to go to the United Nations Security Council now and support a resolution. That means not use our veto authority to stop a resolution that calls on Israel to create a Palestinian state with 1967 borders. Why would the Prime Minister of Israel say that, by the way? He's right. The conditions don't exist.
That's exactly what we've been saying, folks. It's just not there right now for a Palestinian state, regardless of the side you're on. It just couldn't be created, not in a stable way, not in a long-term way, because there are two sides to this. One side is a recognized terror group, Hamas. The other, a Palestinian Authority, a reformed, if you will, terror group, and I put an asterisk there because they always have the potential to inflame those to commit acts of terrorism with their rhetoric, the leaders that are part of the Palestinian Authority. And I want to take your phone calls now because we got a lot of phone calls coming in. Ronald's called in from Virginia on Ronald Drop. Let's go to Anthony in Florida on line five. Anthony, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
God bless you guys. I want to commend you guys and other outlets that are speaking fact and not fiction, as some of the secular outlets are. And second, I have this thinking that his ideologies, his agenda is consistent. It's been shown before the last DNC that this administration and President Obama are pretty much anti-Israel. And he's got some gripe against Christian, biblical Christianity, because his agenda is just down straight corrupt. I don't understand it. The American public has to wake up and take a hold, and the Jewish community has to take a hold and make a vote for people who are consistent with morals. Because, guys, I commend you guys, and God bless you for all the great jobs you guys are doing, educating us and the public.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your phone call, Anthony. And I agree with you. We have to speak out. And one way you could do that is by letting President Obama know you won't stand for these bullying tactics against Israel at the United Nations, this reassessment of our relationship with Israel. Call now and add your name to this petition. It's a letter going right to President Obama. So add your name to the letter. Call now. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org, that's aclj.org, and sign the petition online. Let's go back to the phones. William in Georgia on line one. William, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jordan, how you doing? I got a question for you. My thing is, you know, when it comes to President Obama, you know, and his failed policies and whatnot, why is it that he's so insistent that, you know, what he's doing is in the interest of the American people, but yet he makes decisions like this to try to go against Israel, which is our ally?
You know, he got reelected, William. We've all been making these statements concerned about the Obama administration since the beginning and their relationship with Israel and a souring relationship, one that was waning. And now that he doesn't have to face reelection, he doesn't have to go through another midterm election even, this is where he's got the most power to act on his own, which is in the realm of foreign policy, especially when it comes to votes at the United Nations or how to deciding how to vote at the United Nations Security Council. There is something Congress can do, and I'll talk to Than about that in a moment. But, William, this is, again, it's a president who is obviously he's got animosity towards Prime Minister Netanyahu, and that animosity, whether or not the president sees it that way or not, and I believe he does, is an animosity directed not just at a politician in Israel who is a prime minister. I'm not trying to demean that office, but it's really the people of Israel who made this choice in their election. It's our ally. We should respect that. Just like if the opposition to Prime Minister Netanyahu, if they won, we wouldn't be anti-Israel today. And a different administration would not be anti-Israel because of that. But then let's go and talk about what can happen, what Congress can do to try and prevent this. I know Senator Graham has talked about how to, you know, when it comes to Iran, the sanctions issue, lifting sanctions, funding issues, that's really where Congress can play a key role.
It really is. I mean, when you talk about a vote at the United Nations Security Council, only the president has the authority to direct that vote. But there is a lot that Congress can do to put political pressure on this. And Jordan, frankly, I think it can come from Republicans and Democrats. I mean, you played sound from Marco Rubio on the floor. That could have just as easily been Bob Menendez or a number of Democrats who are with Marco Rubio on this issue. But specifically what they can do, Chairman Graham is the chairman of the subcommittee on the Appropriations Committee that handles the account for the United Nations. It's the same subcommittee that your dad testified in just a couple of weeks ago. He has come out and said that if the Senate does not get a vote on the Iranian deal that comes out, he would move to withhold funding from the United Nations if the United Nations moves to unilaterally lift sanctions. The same thing could happen on the issue of a resolution at the United Nations involving Israel, involving a two-state solution that was forced upon the Israeli people. Chairman Graham, the United States Senate, the United States House could come together and they could restrict a number of accounts. And I would suggest starting with the same one that Senator Graham referenced, the 22% that the United States is responsible for funding the United Nations. It came to $654 million last year alone. That would be a pressure point that President Obama would have to pay attention to. I think you're going to see moves like that start coming in the next couple of weeks.
We have 29,082 signatures on our brand new petition. Mr. President, you cannot bully Israel at the UN. This is a letter you will be signing. Adding your name to this letter is very easy, and it's a crucial time that you do so. Let's make sure we get to 30,000 by the end of the broadcast today. That's a big goal, but I think we can get there by phones and online. Call our toll-free number to add your name to this letter to President Obama. You cannot bully Israel at the UN. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign and add your name to this letter right now at aclj.org or by phone 877-989-2255. Paul called in from Georgia on line 4. Paul, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Jay. It's good to talk to you. Good to talk.
Thanks, Paul.
President Obama, you know, I hadn't wanted him in there from the beginning. He's totally against Israel, and, you know, he tries to stand up, act like he's the Christian fellow and all the morals. I really don't believe he has a spiritual clue about what's going on. The thing about it is now I'm a Christian man, and I really pray a lot. But I was sitting outside of a church one day, and, I mean, it came to me that I don't want him either. He'll join the world system. So all these things leading up, he's a very smart man. People don't believe that he really knows what he's doing, but I think he knows what he's doing.
Oh, he absolutely knows what he's doing. Now, I think they've made some bad decisions because they're unwilling when it comes to the fight against the Islamic State. Remember, folks, our number one New York Times bestseller, The Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, still available Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I encourage you, if you haven't picked up a copy, to do so. But this is a president who's been unwilling to take on the real battles. And when it comes to Israel, this is not a mistake. This is reevaluating the relationship, reassessing. Those words are very clear, and it's why we have to make a very clear stand here. Add your name to this letter. Call 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
At the ACLJ, we're directly engaging the White House, working from our offices in Washington and Jerusalem. In just a matter of days, we're sending a critical legal letter to President Obama in defense of Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Take action with us. Join this new campaign now. Add your name. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
A lot to talk about, a lot of phone calls to take. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. President Obama tells Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, finally makes the phone call last night, says that the U.S. will reassess its relationship with Israel. Seriously, that is what is being reported, CNN, all over the country, that will reassess aspects of its relationship with Israel. And again, this all in response to Prime Minister Netanyahu's re-election by the Israeli people. So when I see the revenge here, when I see the threats made, I don't just see it as threats to Prime Minister Netanyahu. It's threats to the nation of Israel, to the people of Israel, regardless of what political party they voted for in their elections. They have a free and fair democratic system based on coalition governments, and now you have a president saying, so it's not just the White House staff, not just the State Department anymore, now the president saying we'll reassess that relationship. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want you to listen to Senator Lindsey Graham. He's talking about the Iran issue, but this goes directly to the UN, the Security Council concern, and also the power of the purse that Congress has when it comes to funding. And so take a listen, because this is why all is not lost. We have to be ready to fight here. Bite 19.
They try to go to the UN Security Council and bypass us and leave us as the last guy standing. Then there'll be a violent reaction against the United Nations. 22% of the funding for the United Nations comes from the American taxpayer, and I'm in charge of that account. I'm not going to allow the United Nations to be used as a way to get around the United States Congress for a deal that affects the very existence of Israel and our own national security. The worst possible outcome is for Iran to get a nuclear weapon.
Folks, let me go right to the phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. Jeff's calling in from Colorado on line 3. Jeff, thanks for holding on. You're on the show.
I think we should reassess our relationship with our president, our Muslim president, personally. But I believe in a one-state solution, and I believe that Israel should be given the Middle East.
Well, listen, I mean, I think, you know, maybe a more stable. I don't think Israel wants the whole Middle East, though. That's not ever what Israel's wanted. It's wanted a land for the Jewish people. It doesn't need these vast territories. We're talking about a very small country of 7 million, and 2 million of which are Israeli Arabs or Israeli Palestinians who are able to vote. They did vote in droves in the election and be represented and carry on normal, very safe and secure lives compared to people living in the rest of that part of the world. And then, Jeff, when it comes to the president's faith, you know, at this point, to me, it doesn't really matter, because it's about his actions, and it's about, no, so not his personal faith, but what he is doing. And he is telling Prime Minister Netanyahu on the phone that he's going to reassess aspects of its relationship with Israel. And of course, that's talking about the U.S. speaking on behalf of the whole country as the leader of the free world. Now, he can't do all of that on his own. And Than, as we play from Senator Lindsey Graham as well, this cannot all be done by executive action, by the presidential power. This ultimately, because it involves money, it involves sanctions, it involves lifting conditions on certain things, it involves Congress.
Certainly the United States' participation in the United Nations in general and our participation in the Security Council is enabled by the fact that we fund about a quarter of the United Nations. That is what Senator Graham is talking about, the pressure point of the funding. But I also think, Jordan, it's important to really key in on what you were talking about what is the president threatening to retaliate here with? He is threatening, when this resolution comes up at the Security Council, that would force a solution, force a set of borders upon the Israeli people. He is threatening to walk away from the Israeli people. So he's not even talking about, you know, just a U.S. relationship with Israel. He is talking about enabling an action act in the United Nations Security Council that would redraw the borders from Israel. It would compromise their security because the United States is the only entity standing in the way of that happening. So, yes, Congress plays a role. The Senate plays a role. We can do it with political pressure, and it involves the funding.
Let's go back to the phones. Kyle calling in from Montana Online. Actually, let me take these phone calls when we come back. We got more segments coming up and plenty of time to take calls. So if you're on the phone, we will get to them. In fact, next segment, we're going to do rapid fire, call after call after call. So if you want to call and talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Here's the key. We've got a letter. It's brand new, going to President Obama, saying stop bullying Israel at the United Nations. You heard Than just talk about that. We're focusing in on that because that's a real threat that become very real very quickly. Words that can become action very quickly. Call and add your name to this letter. It's a toll-free number to call, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or sign the letter at aclj.org.
It is clear President Obama did not want to see Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu re-elected. Not only did that happen, Netanyahu won by a wide margin. And now President Obama is exacting his political revenge. In a brazen move, President Obama is threatening Israel's security. He's reportedly willing to use the United Nations as a weapon against Israel to force it to bargain with terrorists who seek only Israel's destruction. This is inexcusable. At the ACLJ, we're directly engaging the White House, working from our offices in Washington and Jerusalem. In just a matter of days, we're sending a critical legal letter to President Obama in defense of Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Take action with us. Join this new campaign now. Add your name. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
What that woman or she's been doing to me. All right, it's time for rapid phone calls. This in light of President Obama telling Prime Minister Netanyahu, finally made that phone call, that the United States would reassess some aspects of its relationship with Israel. I mean, how scary is that? Reassess its relationship on some aspects with Israel. It's tough to even understand that a president is making these kind of threats, whether you wanted to call it revenge on Netanyahu, which is really revenge on the people of Israel who participated in their free, fair, and open democratic elections to elect the parties that they wanted to lead, which they have done in a way that was nonviolent, in a way that was free, in a way that was open. And the president, he doesn't like that. So now, because the people that the government that the Israeli people chose, there will be a reassessment of our relationship with Israel. That's very dangerous. I want to take your phone calls on it now. Let's go to Donna in Georgia on line one. Donna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, Mr. Sekulow. Thank you very much for what you're doing for the country of Israel.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks for calling.
I am Jewish. I'm sorry?
Okay. I was just saying thank you. Thanks for calling.
I'm Jewish, and I'm from the tribe of Levi, and I just really appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you again.
Thank you, Donna, for your support for Israel and for standing with Israel. It's an important time we do so. You can call now and add your name to a letter we've got going. It's brand new to President Obama saying stop bullying Israel at the United Nations. That's where it could be so dangerous, folks, this reassessment. If you want to add your name to that letter, you call now 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. Oregon.org. Now we've always taken some calls that are a little bit different than our position. Let's go to Dan in Oregon online too. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you. I'm just curious because I'm just a blue-collar working-class guy who gets information that seems to be spun. I'm for peace. I'm for all this stuff. But since 2002, there have been talks about Mossad having been behind 9/11, intelligence from Britain and Italy regarding Mossad.
I mean, let me just put this out there. This is direct anti-Israel propaganda. I mean, there's no ties to this. You believe in Osama bin Laden, right? You believe in Al-Qaeda. And if you don't, how about ISIS, which came out of Al-Qaeda? I mean, I don't know how much more obvious it has to be that we can see the atrocities, we can see the terrorists themselves. This was a propaganda out coming out of the anti-Israel world, so it's floating around conspiracy websites, still is to this day, which is a little hard to believe this many years later. You know, 14 years later, we're still dealing with these conspiracies, Dan. And this is not an attack on you. It's just the information is incorrect. And, you know, it's not just, hey, trust this government or trust that government. Trust the world and trust what's happening in the world today. If you had questions about it maybe in 2001, do you really have questions about it when we're dealing with ISIS, when we're dealing with the Islamic State, when we're still dealing with Al-Qaeda, when we see the bombing attack today in Yemen, when we see the beheadings of Christians in Libya, when we see the attack in Tunisia? This terrorism is real. It is carried out by radical Muslims. It's not sponsored by, it's not supported by. Those are anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. Usually, if you check where you're getting that news from, you're going to see a lot of stuff you think is pretty shocking and wrong and even past the line of conspiracy theory, even questioning the truth that's out there. But, Dan, I'm glad you called in. I hope I clear that up for you. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Kyle in Montana on Live 5's back on. Kyle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh, hey, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for everything you guys do. It's very much appreciated and very informative, and I just wanted to thank you. Hey, I had a quick question. Hey, no problem. They had a quick question on the Palestinian people. What is their background, and what is their claim to the land in Israel? So I just wanted to find out what their history is, I guess. So,
Kyle, we could do a whole show on this, or maybe a week of shows on this, and there's been books written over and over about this, but basically their background are Arabs. They are Arabs. They are predominantly Muslim. There are some Christians, and we've worked with Christians who are Palestinian. It was a word that was used to describe a region that came under control of the British, and so it was the Palestinian area, and then there was Transjordan. That became, you know, the Kingdom of Jordan now, and so we see, you know, in places like Lebanon and Syria. These were all areas under kind of colonial control back pre even World War I. And so when you then started to see the World Wars begin and the United Kingdom and the British Empire kind of begin to fall and disperse, part of that was to, how do you divide this territory up? The Palestinians were predominantly Jordanians and were accepted into Jordan even after its creation, but they kept actually making threats against the Jordanian king, tried to assassinate the Jordanian king, violence. So the Jordanians said, okay, we can't deal with this. These people have got to get their own land. And now while this is going on, the Israelis, the Jewish people, they were already there. Okay, they're already in the same region. And what is now today Israel. And they wanted a place post-World War II where people could go safely who were Jews because of the Holocaust. And so the UN said, okay, we're going to create this land for you. That didn't mean if you were a Palestinian, as we know them today, or Arab living there, that you had to leave. You didn't. And that's why in the elections in Israel this week, a perfect example for you, Kyle, is that the third biggest political party got the most votes was an all-Arab party. And that's because those people are citizens of the state of Israel. They work, they live, they have the rights of Israelis, they are protected by the state of Israel. They're a minority there, but a pretty large and effective one. And there's questions about, you know, long term, where would they like to live? Where would they want to be as talking about a two-state solution? But we're so far away from that, I think that's getting off track. But so it's kind of a term that came out of colonialism that applies to a group of people who were, you know, in Jordan and the surrounding area that was known as Palestine. And so that's how you get that term. And Kyle, I can't get into it much more on the show today because you could really just go into detail. There's a lot of information out there. We've got it up at aclj.org. If you just search Israel and history of Israel on our website, you'll be able to find information for you there. Let's go to Miguel in California on line 6. Miguel, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi, Miguel.
How's
you're on the
doing?
Air.
I just got to say, I support Obama on this one because I was so upset that BB would go before the Congress and bypass the president and make a speech.
Wait. But Congress decided to invite him.
And he did say he would not support a two-state solution so he can get the hardliners.
Yeah,
to
and I think
him,
that it's but Miguel, it's honest truth that there is no two-state solution possible right now. It's just not possible. It's a U.S.-created, international community-created fantasy because you got a terrorist group controlling half the territory. So I think, you know, listen, you can have your disagreements. That's fine. But to go and reassess our relationship, because you're focusing on not Netanyahu, and what you're not focusing on is the nation of Israel, the state of Israel, which has to deal with these reassessments for the future and is dealing with countries that surround it which want to destroy Israel. And so I think we have to see bigger picture here, the ramifications for the United States, the ramifications for our ally, Israel. Miguel, thank you for your phone call. We're doing rapid fire. Let me take another call now. Marcellus in California, line 4. Marcellus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I just have one question. President Obama dislikes Mr. Netanyahu, and it appears that he does not like Israel either. Can he be referred to as an anti-Semite?
I don't think I would take those terms. I think it's had a very difficult relationship with Israel. There's an anti-Israel sentiment within the advisors President Obama has selected, and now we're starting to see the fruits of that. So that's what I think is you see some of the policies, and you see some of the specifically anti-Israel. I don't like to use terms like that about our President of the United States and describe it that way, especially when we still have an opportunity to win this issue. You know, these are words right now. It's reassessments. But what we're concerned about is the actions. Do I think this is an administration that really supports Israel? I do not. And we've been saying that over and over on our show. And now you're seeing that come to more and more fruition. Remember President Obama calling for the return to 67 borders, and he had to clear that up. There's the animosity between him and Prime Minister Netanyahu. And that is now not even, that's just totally on display now. Let me go to Michael in Massachusetts. So we've gotten to those calls. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jordan. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
I think the president is ashamed of our heritage, and if you want to go back, I'm kind of ashamed too, because there were people living here before it was colonialized by Europeans. There were people here already, so I'm kind of ashamed that we wiped those people out with diseases mostly. But to get on the borders definitely will not work right now. But
no.
I kind of lost my train of thought of where I wanted to go with this. But he's publicly said that we're not this nation, we're not that nation.
Yeah, you know what, Michael? I think I get what you're saying. So, you know, he's kind of ashamed of our relationship with Israel and has tried to, throughout his presidency, tried to kind of tell the Muslim world, oh, we're not the kind of allies that you see it, and we're not just one-sided. The truth is, who are you dealing with in the Muslim world right now? A few somewhat stable kingdoms, a democratic Israel, and Islamic State, and basically the Islamic State taking territory in Syria, and then, of course, in Iraq, and you've got the Iranian issue. So why now reassess your relationship? Even if you don't like a politician the people of Israel elect to be their prime minister, is that really worth it to go? Or is there a bigger part here, and this is about doing something fundamental in the Israel-Palestinian relationship and trying to have a justification for it? I think that's what President Obama is trying to do, which is why we've got to take action. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the J. Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is clear President Obama did not want to see Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu re-elected. Not only did that happen, Netanyahu won by a wide margin. And now President Obama is exacting his political revenge. In a brazen move, President Obama is threatening Israel's security. He's reportedly willing to use the United Nations as a weapon against Israel to force it to bargain with terrorists who seek only Israel's destruction. This is inexcusable. At the ACLJ, we're directly engaging the White House, working from our offices in Washington and Jerusalem. In just a matter of days, we're sending a critical legal letter to President Obama in defense of Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Take action with us. Join this new campaign now. Add your name. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you an interview that Jay did yesterday on Fox News. He was on with Shannon Bream. She was sitting in for Gretchen Carlson talking about this exact issue we're talking about today, the bond between the United States and Israel and the seemingly personal grudge match that seems to be taking place between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu, letting that relationship get between the United States' support for Israel. Jay was on with Shannon talking about what has happened, talking about the ramifications for Israel, what it might mean at the United Nations, and all of the surrounding issues. I wanted you to hear this interview. Again, this is Jay on Fox News from yesterday.
Is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu softening his latest position over that whole two-state solution? Hello, everyone. I'm Shannon Bream in for Gretchen Carlson. The Prime Minister, fresh off this week's election win, where in the final days of his campaign, he vowed the Palestinians would never have their own state on his watch. Today, he's saying now he wants a sustainable two-state solution. The possible change, of course, coming as tensions are high between the Israeli leader and President Obama. And it appears a shift in U.S. policy could be in the works, with the White House suggesting it may go over Netanyahu's head, possibly asking the United Nations to intervene in a Mideast peace deal. Leland Vittert is live at the White House. All right, Leland, is Prime Minister Netanyahu changing his stance on the two-state solution? Is there some nuance there?
Well, there's a lot of nuance, Shin. Perhaps the Prime Minister would prefer the statement of clarifying his position. Remember, it was just a couple of days ago you pointed out he said no two-state solution on my watch. That obviously got a lot of folks in, at the White House and State Department very, very upset. Now in interviews to two separate U.S. news organizations, including Fox, the Prime Minister said, wait a second, I've always been for a two-state solution. I'm for a two-state solution. What I meant was that a two-state solution was impossible given the security situation right now. That was a question put to Josh Earnest today at the briefing just a couple of minutes ago, and it appears as though, at least so far, the White House and State Department don't exactly think this clarification by the Prime Minister is enough.
You know, I don't have any sort of specific bar to set at this point, other than to say that the that there are consequences or that words do matter. And that I think every world leader, everybody who's in a position to speak on behalf of their government understands that that's the case. And particularly when we're talking about a matter as serious as this one.
Some tough words there from Josh Earnest. The big word that's being tossed around here, Shannon, is reevaluate the U.S.'s position. Some have taken that to mean possibly the U.S. would stop being the blocking vote on a U.N. Security Council resolution, as they always have been, against the Israelis if it were to come to a vote. Whether that happens or not, whether the Prime Minister has done enough for the White House by walking his comments back in the past couple of hours, still too early to tell.
All right. Well, Leland, in the meantime, what about the president giving a call to Mr. Netanyahu? Has that happened yet? Is it going to happen?
Well, Josh Earnest today said that officials on both sides have now been in touch trying to schedule the call, and the call could come as early as today. There's been a lot of discussion about why the president has not called Prime Minister Netanyahu yet to congratulate him. On the other hand, at times he has called the very same day other leaders, including the Iranian leader, one election, and also in Egypt as well. The president called the same day. There's been a lot of discussion as to whether the president should call sooner. On the other hand, Josh Earnest did make the point that perhaps that phone call would be a little less rosy than, hey, congratulations and good luck the next 4 years, saying that these issues that the White House is very upset about could very well come up during that phone call.
All right. Leland Vittard live at the White House. Thank you. All right, still no call to Netanyahu's office yet from the White House to congratulate him on that win. We are hearing of a possible intervention, Leland mentioned this, from the UN over a Mideast peace deal. The prime minister is speaking out and doesn't seem too happy about that rumor, to say the least. Here he is speaking with our own Megyn Kelly.
You can't force the people of Israel, who've just elected me by a wide margin to bring them peace and security, to secure the state of Israel, to accept terms that would endanger the very survival of the state of Israel. I don't think that's the direction of American policy. I hope it's not.
Jay Sekulow is chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice and author of the New York Times bestseller, Rise of ISIS. Jay, good to see you today.
Hey, Shannon.
All right, so what do you make? First of all, we'll talk about the UN issue, because the U.S. obviously has been a block many times to efforts there on behalf of the Palestinians. Do we now bow out? Do we abstain? Do we less vociferously defend Israel? What do you think's coming?
Well, I think what you've got, I call this, you know, this is President Obama's revenge, because in a sense, this election almost was an election between Barack Obama and Bibi Netanyahu, and Netanyahu won overwhelmingly. This idea that you're going to force through the United Nations a resolution of the conflict ignores one very significant fact, and that is who's in control of the Palestinian Authority. And the fact of the matter is, the control group of the Palestinian Authority is Hamas. And Hamas in its charter calls for the destruction of what they call the Zionist regime, which is the state of Israel, and the destruction of Jews individually. They say it's part of their jihad. And this is in the charter document with the group you're going to be sitting across the table from negotiating a peace. The United States has had a long history, Shannon, as you know, of blocking these anti-Israel resolutions in the Security Council and in the General Assembly. And unfortunately, the administration is at least putting out there that they may not be that protecting force for Israel. And the idea that this is revenge, and that's the only way you can really look at it at this point, I think is very dangerous for the United States and very dangerous for Israel.
Also, just days away, on April 1st, the Palestinian Authority will formally join the International Criminal Court. Yep. And it has been chopping at the bit to charge Israel and Israeli officials with war crimes. Congress has passed a bill that would cut off funding to them if they do that. Obviously, the U.S. in the past has objected to them joining that body and levying those kinds of charges. Is that another place you could see that maybe the U.S. would go soft?
I've been there and done it, actually. The fact of the matter is, I had the opportunity to present what would be equivalent of Israel's defense at the International Criminal Court in The Hague before the Office of the Prosecutor on this exact same issue, where the Palestinian Authority was seeking jurisdiction of the ICC to basically legitimize the state of Israel or legitimize the Palestinian Authority and attack the state of Israel. Now, what's interesting in that case, and we did it for almost 2 years, the end result of that was the Office of the Prosecutor made the decision that the case could not proceed because of lack of jurisdiction. So what happens? Well, the Palestinian Authority now says they're assenting to this recognition at the ICC, which is, by the way, is an outgrowth. It's part of the United Nations. So this is all part of this attempt. Before, the United States has rejected it. We've said we're not giving you aid if you do these kind of individual moves to membership in these various international bodies at the UN. What the Obama administration will do, I suspect nothing helpful to the Israelis right now. And giving the International Criminal Court in The Hague jurisdiction over this, which we would still fight and say that, of course, there is no jurisdiction over Israel here, but giving that as even a possibility, Shannon, will set the situation in the Middle East, if it's not a powder keg already, it will set off the ammunition in ways we can't imagine. You cannot legitimize a regime that is calling for the destruction of its neighbor through the ICC or the UN.
Both the U.S. and Israel say we have an unbreakable bond as allies. We'll see if that gets tested. Jay Sekulow, always good to see you. Thank you.
Again, folks, that was Jay on Fox News. Listen, if you want to stand with the nation of Israel, I want you to add your name to this letter that we will be sending to the White House, making the legal case for the defense of Israel and insisting that the president do just that. If you want to add your name to that letter, call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org.
At the ACLJ, we're directly engaging the White House, working from our offices in Washington and Jerusalem. In just a matter of days, we're sending a critical legal letter to President Obama in defense of Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Take action with us. Join this new campaign now. Add your name. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.